cameras.
Okay, we left off with the Pasuk Tesvot. At what point does the Yetzer Hara find it most advantageous to attack an individual? The Kerola Ovrei Derech HaMiyashrim Or Chosam. Dafka will call to those individuals who are Ovrei Derech that want to straighten out their ways. So over here, the Gra quotes a Zohar in Parshas Vayeshev that with Yosef HaTzadik, the introduction to the Parsha of Eishes Potifar is Vayehi K'Hayom Hazeh. So the Zohar over there explains Yoma is a specific Yom Hazeh, Yoma de Yetzirah Shilta Shalta Ba'alma. It's a time where the Yetzirah has unique control. Emasai Yoma Da'asi Barnosh La'asva B'tiyufta. On a day that an individual wants to be Chozer B'tshuva Al Chove for any averos that he may have. The Kodein B'hai Zimna Nachtis Begin La'asata B'nei Alma. And that's that when the Yetzirah comes in order to preempt his tshuva, namely that when a person falls and wants to get up, that's the time the Yetzer Hara says, no, why change? Yetzer Hara always tries to preempt change. The Yetzer Hara, Amalek, tried to preempt Mamad Har Sinai. The Amalek tried to preempt at Siklag Malchus Beis David. That the Yetzer Hara always hits in just when there's about to be a serious change in an individual or in Kal Yisrael, the Yetzer Hara says, no, just remain. Why change? Why change? Why rock the boat? That's how the Yetzer Hara, the moment you have someone who wants to be Miyashir, his Orach, he should know that there's going to be a unique push from the Yetzer Hara to just keep status quo. Everything is fine. You're lying on the ground. It's okay. It's okay. In other words, you're not going to fall further. Just stay there. Don't get up. Then the Shlomo HaMelech continues, Mi pesi yosur heina v'chasar lev v'amr lo. This is the call of the Yetzer Hara, both to the peti and the chasar lev. So just a minute, this is the call that we recognize. If we go back to Pasuk Dalet in the same parak, we find Chochma calling, and the Chochma tells the individual, the moment that I get back to parak test Pasuk Dalet, the Chochma tells the individual, no, Mi pesi yosur heina chasar lev v'amr lo. The difference between the two psukim, the Gra points out, is the vav. There is an extra vav in the second pasuk. It doesn't say amrlo, but v'amrlo. Namely, by the Torah, when you have a pesi is someone who's a chacham, but he's easily seduced. So then, all you have to do is simply put Torah in front of him. Yosser Hena, taste some Torah. That's all. It'll work on its own. By the person who's a chasar lev, then there has to be a sense of convincing. Masha'en came by the Yetzer Hara, Mi pesi yosser Hena v'chasar lev v'amralo. It has to seduce even the chacham. Namely, there's nothing there per se which is going to be sweet. It has to be, the individual has to be convinced. We live currently in Har Nof. We used to live in an area called Malot Afno, where yeshivas Or Sameach is located, and so we had a neighbor who currently moved to Har Nof along with us, who came from Chicago, very bright fellow, had gone to Yale Law School, was the editor of the Law Journal. He spent a few weeks in Or Sameach one summer, and he became a Baal Tshuva. He was one of five brothers, he was the oldest brother. So he told his next brother, next in line, in the following summer, come to Or Sameach for a few weeks, just why not try? Fellow came, became a Baal Tshuva. Next year, next one came a Baal Tshuva. Four out of the five became Baal Tshuva. The fifth one didn't become a Baal Tshuva because he never came to Or Sameach. He was afraid. But all it was just learning. It wasn't a question of brainwashing, of convincing, of seducing. A person sits and learns, and he sees it's the emes. That's in the world of Torah. But in the world of the Yetzer Hara, there you require the va'amrlo. There it's a process of seduction. What's the process of seduction? Mayim genuvim yimtaku v'lechem sesarim yin'am. In other words, both the Yetzer Hara and the Torah present a person with nourishment. The Torah presents a person with spiritual nourishment, tavcha tevach, mazga yayin. It presents a person with something that has real value, that's going to give the individual the spiritual carbohydrates that he needs in order to be able to grow. By the Yetzer Hara, there's no spiritual carbohydrates. There's no nourishment. But the Yetzer Hara says, but isn't genuvim exciting? Isn't sesarim something that think of the chase and the conquest and the possession v'chule? That's, you know, the Yetzer Hara tries to work on a person. I'm not giving you any nourishment. This is Coca-Cola Zero. There's nothing there, right? But think of the taste. You know, the taste. base. That's the Iker is that Mayim Genuvim Yim Taku Lechem Sosarim Yinam. That's what the Eitzaris. That requires a degree of seduction. You have to work on the person for years. That this is the real life. This is the real thing. This is the real this. Because this is nothing there in reality. It's just empty calories. V'lo Yeda Ki Rifaim Sham Bimkei Shol Kruuha. And the person doesn't realize that the moment that he is nirpa, the moment that he loses his connection to Torah, is just a slippery slope down to imke sha'ol. That's where the Yetzirah is intending to bring the individual. The Gro over here points out, just as we have seven levels going down in sha'ol, so also when a person leads a life of Torah, in Yeshayahu it speaks about seven dargos of a hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a unique life in this world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish is a sukkah shalom for this individual, just the opposite of the kares of imkei sha'ol. Okay, we pointed out that really Shlomo HaMelech wrote three svarim, three sifrei mishlei. Now begins the second sefer. The first sefer teaches us chokhmah. The second sefer, which begins over here in Perek Yud, teaches musar. And the third sefer is Lahavin Imrei Bina. Chokhmah, the sefer that we just completed, just reread the Gra in Perek Aleph. Chachma shelo lipol berushus hayetzahara asher hu parus l'raglav lo yitpate bepituyav. Namely, the chachma is to give the individual the inner strength to recognize the yetzahara, that the person shouldn't fall for the seductive allure of the Yetzirah. Musar, the next sefer, is once you've fallen for the Yetzirah, how do you get back? How can you be shover the Yetzirah? Lemor la'asurim tzu'ula asher b'choshech higalu. That's the second sefer. The third sefer is Lahavin Imrei Bina. That's totally different direction. So Baruch Hashem, now that Afilu Kono Chachamim Kulanu Nevonim, so now we're all Chachamim. We've learned Sefer Mishlei of the Chacham. You should continue to learn. Tomorrow I have a meeting at this time, so I won't be able to be with you. But at least we completed a Chatich Rilus Kavod, and Mirtz Hashem Hafoch Vafoch BaBemet. In terms of the parish of the Gran Mishlei, I was speaking to Ray Weinberg a few minutes ago, so he told me that when the first relatively new edition of the Gran Mishlei came out about 15 years ago from Rav Philip, teaches Michala, it was eye-opening that, you know, he found it to be a tremendously meaningful sefer. Now you have more than one edition that can open up the footnotes to you as well. You should enjoy it. Okay, bracha v'hatzlacha.